Hello, you have reached Free Energy Now with PES Network. This is Sterling Allen. We have as our guest this week, Mr. Alain Eisenberg. He's the CEO of Batmax, which is a company that produces a little patch that basically lays against the battery and prolongs the life of the battery and makes the battery charge faster. He has contracts with some major battery suppliers in Europe and in the U.S. We'll be talking about those, how does this work, and the ramifications of this technology. Welcome to the show, Alain.
Thank you.
So let's just kind of expand a little bit about what I mentioned in the introduction. I did get that correct. You are the CEO, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also this company, you're not a newcomer. You've been around for a while. You've got product for how many years?
Oh, in fact, my main business is to develop cell phones and cell phone technologies. Mm-hmm. I'm working on patented cell phone developments since about 12 years.
Okay.
And, you know, the battery batteries business is a business that we started about 1 year and a half ago.
Okay.
In fact, we just discovered, you know, something about one year and a half ago, and so we decided to start a business, you know, about this technology.
Now, this is basically, if I understand right, there's a layer of aluminum, and then there's a layer of some special minerals, and these have an activating effect basically by laying in juxtaposition to the battery. You don't actually glue or tape this patch to the battery. You just lay it next to it. Is that correct?
Right. That's exactly right. Yes. In fact, the product is made from a mix of different minerals. There is a lot of different ingredients. In fact, the formula contains several components, and in fact, it's a layer of mineral is on the top of an aluminum layer that in fact protects has a shield. In fact, and direct, you know, the effect on one direction. So the product must be installed on a proper way. It means that the mineral layer must face towards the battery.
And the sample you sent me was
because this is the only direction where you have the effect.
I'm sorry. I was saying that the sample that you sent me was very clear in its instruction that you should only lay the patch in one direction, not the other. Against the battery.
Yes, you don't have to stick on the battery. You have to put inside a battery compartment, and with a white, in fact, a mineral side facing the battery.
And can you give us an idea, or is it proprietary, an idea of some of the minerals that are included?
Yeah, you have, in fact, a partial description of what you have on Batmax website, what you have on the mineral layer. Mainly you have titanium dioxide, manganese oxide, iron oxide, aluminum oxide, silicon dioxide, zinc, calcium, chlorine, potassium, all these components are included in the last formula we have. And in fact, these components come from different minerals, and we mixed, in fact, these minerals, this powder, to form the main layer of a product.
Now, these minerals that you're describing, there's quite a few chemical compounds you're describing, silicon dioxide, etc. Have these been tested for their toxicity?
We have some tests. We conduct some tests in Europe for several markets. In fact, we need to have minerals that come from, there is no problem about anything related to health on these minerals. They're quite, you know, common minerals, except that you have other minerals and rare earth metals inside, you know, the raw materials, the powder. But apparently there is no problem about health, except that, you know, the product is not edible, that's for sure. But yes, we conduct some tests.
What would happen if I had one of these laying around and my kid got into it and was putting it in her mouth and maybe even dissolved it and swallowed it?
You know, there is no main problem that I know if something like that happens. It's a powder that, you know, you cannot. It's a compound. It's a powder that it's under layer of let's say paint. It's not a paint exactly, but the powder is in fact solid. It's not something that you know you can dissolve. So there is no problem. But because the product is not it's like any metal. Just because of aluminum foil, for example, it's not. It's not good to leave your children around it. But it's not, as I know again, this product is not dangerous for health.
Before we get too far, let's talk about the efficiency in terms of the cost of one of these patches and the improvement in terms of life of the battery. What is the return on investment?
So you have several things: battery life and battery lifespan, and you know the speed of charge, etc. About the battery life, we expect and we have, depending the battery's technology, depending the brand, in fact model, and lot of and different, you know, variable. In fact, factors, we have about between 30% to more than two times, you know, battery life duration. Mm-hmm. In fact, I speak about the total battery life. As I explained to you before, the effect is more visible after a certain amount of cycles, and it's more effective on whole batteries. In fact, if you just apply the product on a brand new brand new battery, you are not going to see a very important improvement. But if you apply the product in a 2-year-old battery, for example, you're going to see immediately the effect.
I should mention, too, I did that. You sent me a sample, and I was not able to do a control test, you know, scientific-type test. I had an old cell phone that I just barely actually activated today. I mean, I got a new phone today. I've had this cell phone for probably 4 or 5 years, and it was starting to get pretty obnoxious in terms of how little charge it would hold and how long it would, I mean, how often you had to charge it. And I put one of your BatMax patches just laid it next to my battery, closed it up, and immediately I noticed, you know, subjectively, I noticed the difference. I noticed that the charge, it was taking less time to charge, and it was holding its charge. I wouldn't say that it got to the point where it was like new, but it was close. And so I've seen firsthand, and that's one of the reasons we're talking now on this show, is because, you know, as you and I, of course, know, our relationship started about a month ago when you phoned me up and you said, hey, what's this stuff on your website, this negative commentary about our product? People are finding this in doing research on our product, and the comments are coming from people who have not tested the product. And you kind of called me on that. I had just quoted some statements from Slashdot and whatnot, people who said this is bogus and whatnot. Anyway, you know, you sent me some samples, and we changed our story. We And also, you gave me some documentation and some information about the companies you're working with. So I went from being fairly skeptical about your product to being quite encouraging. I feel like you have a very viable company here with a viable product. And just back to the previous question, we were talking about the lifetime of the battery. There's, you mentioned three factors. One is battery life, and you said that just on that factor alone, you're going to be increasing the life of a battery by twofold. And so that's like having another battery of the same price for the cost of one of these patches. So how much, let's say, for example, a cell phone battery, how much would a patch that would match the size of the cell phone battery cost me?
How much it cost?
Yeah.
Okay. you know, the cost of a patch, let's say the patch, depending the size, so depending, you know, the type of battery and the type of device that you're using, it's between $9.95 retail price to $30 for a notebook. For a cell phone or a 3G cell phone or a smartphone, it's between $9.95 and $12 retail price.
And how much would a battery cost me if I had to replace a battery?
Oh no, you can find you know, batteries from as you know, perhaps, you know, from China or other countries for less than $10. But this is not the original brand. Mm-hmm. And I speak about cell phone batteries. If you want to change your notebook battery, it's going to cost you much more, like 100 more. I just want to go back to go back a little bit to what you said. I'm very happy that you you know, test the product because as you explained, you know, I call you because people are, you know, for many skeptical about the product and think about something as a hoax or, you know, a placebo effect, or in fact think that it's another magical patch, and we want to prove that it's not the case. This is why we provide samples. We are working with you know, most famous brand about batteries and now cell phones. You listed partially, in fact, you know, in the website, and we are under OEM contract with this company. I can tell you that few cell phones in Europe now are manufactured with the technology inside, in fact, under the, you know, the plastic label or under the plastic wrap that, you know, goes around the battery, so you don't see it. But I can tell you that there is few very known brand news who are going to use the, who are actually currently using the, you know, our technology.
Yeah, so if you don't mind, let me read what I have on our site. We have cell phone carriers in Europe, the Vodafone, SFR, Elion, Telefonica, and then HP is going to distribute product in Europe, Samsung, LG, Nokia, Sony Ericsson. Those are some of the names that, you know, I recognize several of those, and I wouldn't consider myself necessarily savvy in the notebook or other battery technology.
We're working with Dell Computers. In fact, Dell Computers, we contacted, in fact, somebody from Apple Computers contacted too. We have other companies, in fact, laboratories who are contacted us, you know, a few time ago. We are very happy to see that we have, let's say, about 95% positive results, if not 100%. As I explained to you, the problem with brand new batteries, it's not the effect is not visible, and let's say you cannot quantify. In fact, you cannot see exactly the same result on a new battery if you compare with an old one. And for sure, the new, in fact, the manufacturers, cell phone manufacturers and cell phone carriers are more interested about, you know, new batteries. And, you know, they are more concerned about, you know, the 3G problem, the new cell phone, the multimedia cell phone. They want to push people, subscribers, to use their services. But as you know, if you, let's say, watch TV, for example, using the new DVB technologies. You know, in less than 1 hour, you know, battery's dead. So they want everything to help, in fact, the cell phone to keep its charge longer.
And well, let's talk about the. We haven't talked about how long a battery holds its charge with this technology. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yes. So about the battery life for a standard lithium-ion battery, you can have about 30-35% more battery life. This is an average number. You can go much higher than that. We have some consumer, in fact, some people who are just go back to us and tell us, you know, I just double or more the battery life of my battery. And this is a very clear fact that, you know, you must understand that. You see that only on one, two, more, older battery. So let's say 30% is an average number. We can go higher than, you know, on the last technologies, lithium-ion and batteries, we can go higher than 50%. But, you know, this is just numbers that can vary depending on a lot of different factors, in fact.
Now, let's make sure we're talking about the same thing. This is between the time between charges. When I charge my battery, it's going to...
Yeah, this is a battery life. Yeah, right.
That's what you're calling...
The lifespan, we extend... In fact, the product is able to reactivate battery, or to activate, in fact, but more to reactivate, you know, batteries. So we extend the lifespan of a battery, the number of cycles, of total cycles, and we can expand on about 15 to 20% the number of cycles. So it means that your battery, as everybody knows, after a certain amount of cycles, the battery dies, in fact. And so we help the battery to last, in fact, longer.
I'm curious, there are so many different types of batteries. Do you have a laboratory whose purpose is specifically to do scientific testing, so you have two of the exact same batteries, one that is getting the treatment, one that is not? And I'm just curious how much testing, how many types of batteries are being tested, and how long have you been doing that type of testing?
We tested the product on different type of batteries, lithium ion, lithium polymer, even nickel cadmium or nickel manganese, and even, you know, not rechargeable batteries. We just have some experience on, you know, standard, you know, batteries, in fact, not rechargeable batteries. And we have an effect, but, you know, we don't want to go in this direction because, you know, we don't want to compete with Energizer and other people like Duracell. We are just, you know, producing some, let's say, some additional device that can help, you know, people to have a better battery life on rechargeable batteries.
Why wouldn't you approach a company like Duracell so that their non-rechargeables would last longer?
Because as I explained before, the product is able to reactivate, let's say, batteries, but old, you know, worn batteries, in fact, old batteries, better than, you know, brand new batteries. As you know, alkaline batteries, in fact, standard batteries, AA batteries, you know, they want to sell batteries, okay? Except if you use rechargeable batteries like nickel cadmium batteries, they don't want to match to, include, in fact, the product inside their batteries. The second reason is the cost, in fact. You know, the cost for manufacturing a lithium-ion batteries for your cell phone is around $1.5 to $2 maximum, sometimes less than that. So because of a product cost, there is some problem, you know, to had the product inside, because you have, number one, the cost of the product itself, but number two, the cost to the manufacturing cost. So we have contact with three companies, Vartan Microelectronics, Energizer, and Duracell. Before, but we think that this is not the direction we want to target, because I think that they're interested about the technology. Everything is interested for them, but is interesting for them. But I don't think that there is some commercial exit. That's something that can improve our business.
So for the rechargeables, where you're doing multiple cycles, that's something where the return on investment, or it's going to make more sense economically to apply one of these BatMax patches onto the battery, whereas a one-time use battery, such as an alkaline, even though it might increase its lifetime, the amount that the patch costs is not necessarily going to be recouped as well as with a rechargeable. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. Yes, we made some tests and we see some improvement and sometimes something amazing. That, for example, if you have just a battery that died, just a standard battery that died, and you apply the product around the battery, you can see your battery starting again. And so it means that even when a battery died, there is a little bit of energy inside. And so if you help this this energy to be reactivated, you can start again to use your battery. But yes, I think that this is not we answer the problem for cell phone manufacturers and even for other type of batteries and devices. People need want more battery life always. So we are in fact targeting this direction, and we want to help the manufacturers improve battery life for their products, for their devices.
What about the speed of charge? We talked about, you mentioned earlier that it also affects speed of charge. What are you finding in the amount of time it takes to receive a charge?
About the speed of charging, because of the same way the battery is reactivated, we can help to improve, in fact, to speed up the charging. This is a different fact, because also this is a different way to test, because you need to see and you need to look at the exact voltage you need to have your battery, let's say, full. So if you made some tests about the speed of charging, you can see that normally you reach faster, full charge level if you use the product, in fact. And depending on the type of battery, you can have, let's say, about 15-20% less time to reach the full charge level.
Okay.
But this is variable, depends about the battery. It depends about, how old is your battery, the technology of your battery, and there is a lot of factors. So if you make a test, in fact, if you just have one cell phone, let's say we speak about cell phone, the best way to make a test is to measure the time you need to have a full charge, and after a certain amount of apply the product, and after a certain amount of cycles, see how much time you need to reach the same full charge level.
Yeah, let's go back to that previous question where I was asking about the testing. And I'm just curious, how much testing have you done or do you do on an ongoing basis to test different battery types? Could you give me an idea of how many batteries have you tested in the year and a half that you've been working on this?
We did about 50 different, 50 different, from our side, we tested about 50 different batteries and brands and et cetera. But as I explained to you before, for now, we are first targeting, you know, the manufacturers, in fact, OEMs. And so they are conducting tests on several, you know, type of batteries that they are using or they plan to use in the near future. We also work with about four or five different batteries manufacturers who are producing batteries for this cell phone manufacturers and computer manufacturers. So we are going to receive their let's say official test report because we need that test report to convince more manufacturers and also to start to convince the consumer. As I explained to you, our target today is to work more with cell phone manufacturers, battery manufacturers, and all the industrial clients, as OEM, and we are starting to enter in the consumer market very soon. In fact, within a few months. But as I explained to you also, we need to be, we need to convince, and to convince the best way is to have, famous name as client and famous, manufacturers as independent testing facilities.
Right.
I prefer to tell you this is a test from Samsung or Nokia, for example. Instead of believe in my product and you will see and this and that, we think that in fact it's the best strategy to enter the consumer market, just because there is so much products that are fake, just hoax, and people know about that product,
mm-hmm.
So they we don't want these the same consumer market believing that we run the same way producing something that is just placebo product, and we don't want that.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious on the composition of the battery. How did you come on that? How did you stumble onto this? You were working on in cell phones for several years, and then you said you came up on these different minerals. I'm just curious the story behind how you happened on this technology.
I can tell you a few things about that. It's an amazing story. In fact, we basically the product is not made for batteries. It's there is other applications. And the applications are for, more industrial applications. The mineral is mixed with some paint, in fact. And because of that, we work with one company who produce. In fact, this paint, in fact, and the paint was made to protect, in fact, to protect some metal about oxidation and etc. So we just, in fact, put the paint around something that contains a battery, and we just discover that in fact the battery life is was much longer with this paint, and so we start to mix different level of minerals and different mixed of minerals, and we also in fact to the, you know, what exactly, what is the thickness we need, and to go to some, in fact, more some consumer market with a product. Because, you know, everybody I know complain are complaining about, you know, battery life, and more, because more and more you're going to have, you know, more intelligent and more capable, in fact, devices that are able to, you know, to let's say, to have more. Did you hear me?
Yes.
I hear a beep. Okay.
That's the beep that indicates that we've got our bottom of the hour, how to reduce your footprint segment from Xenia. If you don't mind, we'll turn the time over to her for a few minutes and we'll resume this story about how you came on this technology. Is that okay?
Okay, no problem.
Xenia, go ahead.
Hi, Sterling. As we speak with people about global warming and the movie by Al Gore called An Inconvenient Truth, people always ask me, what can I do? I just tell them to start very simply in their home. Most people want to do their part to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and save on their energy bills, but don't know what they can do. The average house is responsible for twice as many greenhouse gas emissions as the average car. Amazing. Energy Star, an EPA DOA qualified company, has a motto. They're saying, change your light and change the world. The Energy Star is doing a world campaign to change a light a day. And they're asking Americans to pledge online to commit to replace at least one light bulb. Individual pledges in 205 alone made dramatic changes. And if we continue these pledges, it'll reduce 33 million pounds of greenhouse gas emissions in a year. The website is www.energystar.gov/change-a-light. You can find out a lot more about what they're doing. You can save actually 75% of home energy bills by taking some active action. One thing people don't realize is how much energy is lost and how they can save thousands of pounds of carbon dioxide a year by simply turning off the TV, DVD, stereo, fax machines, computers, and so on when you're not using them. All those little red and green lights that are on all day and all night use energy. Turn off electronic devices when you're not using them, such as unplugging appliances like hair dryers, cell phone chargers. They can save 5% of energy consumption. Install a programmable thermostat that will automatically lower the heat or air conditioner at night and raise it in the morning. Also, turn down the temperature a degree or two. You can save $100 a year on energy bills. Wrap your hot water heater in an insulation blanket. That can save 1,000 pounds of CO2 a year. There are many technologies coming out to stop gas emissions for the automobile, as you hear on this program, but we can do many things in our homes right now. And of course, I always encourage anyone who hasn't seen The Inconvenient Truth to take your family, friends, and neighbors and then talk about what you can do. It is coming out on DVD. So it's very important that we do everything we can to save the oxygen depletion in our atmosphere for us and for a bright future for our children. Blessings.
Thank you very much, Xenia. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Okay, Elaine, let's resume with the story about how you happened on this technology. You were mixing some minerals with paint to try and protect the metals, and you noticed that this was causing a prolonged battery life, and you started mixing the different minerals. I'm curious, how long was your research and development phase before you started introducing product?
About 2 years.
So you were trying different combinations of minerals, metals, for 2 years before you started introducing something for sale to the consuming public?
Yeah, basically the product, the original product I spoke about, the paint, is a patented product, and in fact we had just had a relation with the company who produced this paint, and so we asked them to give us the different component they use, so we can start to see exactly what we can do about batteries. The fact is that the product is installed on several, in fact, the batteries compartment to protect, against corrosion, against oxidation, and this is when we discover, in fact, the effect. It's not only, a repellent or, something that can help, about oxidation of the metal itself. That there is an effect. So this is where, we started to see exactly what we can do, by manufacturing a foil that we can apply around or, front of a battery or, et cetera. This is about two years and a half ago.
Okay. Let me just mention for those who are listening live right now that if they have a question for Mr. Eisenberg, they're free to call in. In the United States, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. In Canada, the toll-free number is 888-810-8322. And if you're outside the U.S. or Canada, you can call direct through, of course, the country code 1-530-876-3222. Welcome to a call in if you're interested in asking a question. And so, Mr. Eisenberg, you had 2 years to play around with different mineral combinations. Are you still in the process? You've come up with, obviously, with something that works, but surely you're still curious about maybe optimizing or other combinations that might work even better. Are you still in the research and development process while you're now going to market?
Yeah, absolutely. We are always improving the product, and in fact, we have some pressure. It starts from the pressure we have from manufacturers, because number one, the cost, but also the technology. They want to reduce, in fact, the thickness of the product to have the ability to put the product inside a battery, the casing of a battery, without increasing the size of the battery. So we have to reduce it, and we have to work on different alternative technologies. The fact is that we are also concerned about the cost, for the consumer. $9.95 is not very expensive, but if we can reduce it, we are going to increase, the demand, the potential demands, and so the market. Because people have to believe in the product, we don't want to sell at $1, because in fact people are not going to believe that. But we want to reduce the retail price, and we want to reduce our cost. So we are always improving, the technology and the efficiency of this technology.
I was sure that it's gonna work
better and better.
Just now, I was curious, just to refresh my memory. I was remembering it as being very thin, about like a business card thickness or less. And I opened up my cell phone to take a peek at it, and it's thinner than most business cards even now. So it's your thickness is pretty good now. What is the measurement right now for your thickness?
Oh, this depends on several. The product itself, it's several microns. The mineral itself. Okay, the layer is a standard layer of aluminum, like the one you can find, on your a little bit bigger than you know, the one you use for
household use.
Excuse me?
The household use aluminum.
Right. Excuse me, I don't hear you very well.
I was saying that it's about like what we see in a household use for the aluminum foil.
Yes, like an aluminum foil, you know, that you use in the kitchen. It's a little bit, you know, the same thickness as that. But the product itself, several microns, and you have a coat of, in fact, of, let's say, I can tell you that it's paint, but it's not paint, that, you know, make the minerals, in fact, a solid layer, not, you know, something like a powder. So it's very thin, but there is two issues. Number one is when you install, as you know, what you do with your cell phone, it's okay because there is enough space to put the product between battery and the device and the cell phone, for example, or between the battery and the cover that goes, you know, up to the battery. You have two ways to install it, you know, but we want to reduce the size first because, again, manufacturers ask us to see how we can reduce the thickness. Number two is because we have actually, as you can see on the sample you receive, there is like a coat of paper, and this coat of paper, a paper, you know, that protect, in fact, the metal. This is, and you can peel off this paper, but we don't want people to remove this paper because you don't have to stick, you know, the product. You don't have to attach it. The paper is just there to protect the metal, in fact, the aluminum, to be sure that when you install inside a cell phone, you don't have short circuits or, you know, metal-to-metal contact that can, you know,
produce
some problems. So we are going to remove very soon this paper, in fact, and replace by a coat of light varnish. So this is going to reduce a little bit. But anyway, it's not very thick. So as you know, it's like a paper sheet. You know, it's very thin.
Presently, right now, your instructions say to only apply it to one side of the battery. Is there a reason to not apply it to both sides of a rectangular battery?
Many reasons. In fact, you can add more and more. But if you had, let's say, two pieces of material, you are not going to have a much better, you know, improvement about the battery life. So this is first. Number two is, it's difficult to wrap, you know, the battery because, as you know, for cell phone, for example, the battery is on the, you know, the rear side. So when you remove the battery, you cannot, you know, go outside of the battery. So for many, you know, the brand new cell phone now don't have covers like before. So you have a battery and you have a cover. So for, you know, just it's more convenient to just apply the foil inside the battery compartment. You just have to, you know, put inside, close your battery, and you're all set. You know, it's okay. You can start to see after 5 to 7 cycles, charging cycles, you can start to see, you know, what you can get with, you know, with a product.
I noticed, I mean, it's very easy to cut, and the instructions basically said just to trim it to the size of your battery. And that's what I did. I just took the scissors out, and it cut just like paper.
Yeah.
And is there a...
It's not, but you can cut it, yes.
Yeah. Is there a reason why you don't want to have it larger or much smaller than the size of the battery?
First, you know, we have different models because there is, you know, different batteries, different devices. The fact is that the product must cover about 60 to 80% of the footprint of a battery surface, in fact, to have effect. If you have a lower, if you cover just 30% of the battery, the effect is decreasing. So because of that, we try to fit, you know, the dimension to a very big, very large majority of cell phone batteries, and this is why we have, you know, one model for a mobile phone and one model for 3G mobile phones, where in fact comes with larger battery and smartphone, et cetera, et cetera. And so on.
Is, so, is it detrimental
only, yes, 60 to 80%. The best is 100%.
Now, 100% of one side, what if you wrap it around the corner? Does it start to detriment?
If you wrap it? If you
wrap it around a corner so that you're covering not just one side, but you're starting to cover the edge and maybe even wrap around the other side, would that begin to diminish the effect, or is that going to increase it slightly?
It can increase, but, you know, because of if you look at, you know, the way to manufacture a battery, for example, it's more easy to just apply on one side, even on two sides, but not to wrap it because it's metal, so it's not easy to, it's easy to bend, but, you know, on the, you know, the process to manufacture a battery is not easy. About the consumer, we want to be as simple as possible. So we want to show that it's very easy to install in, let's say, in a few seconds. You just have to remove the battery, put the foil inside the battery compartment, close the battery, and, you know, and turn on your mobile phone, charge it. That's it. So
I know on mine, I put a little piece of tape to secure it in place so it wouldn't kind of move out of place.
Normally, the space between, you know, there is no space, or there is a very, very small space between the battery. When you put the battery inside the cell phone, I speak about the cell phone because, you know, it's easy to understand. It's more complicated for a laptop, for a notebook computers, laptops, because you have many, many different form factors. You have batteries who are, you know, long, square, rectangular. You know, it's, sometimes it's easy to install the product for notebook. Sometimes it's just impossible because it's like, you know, external batteries. And so it's impossible to install the product.
But what about a double A or triple A rechargeable? Will it work on those?
Yes, but again, it's, you know, it's going to be, number one, you know, I don't know about the market. Number two is, you know, it's going to be more difficult because you need to wrap, you know, the battery, and you can use it. You can use it with, you know, with any rechargeable batteries. But we think that, you know, again, well, I explained before, this market is a very specific market, and people who are using, double A, triple A batteries, in fact, they know that they can recharge it, so they use, you know, in remote controls, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not an issue to have, you know, a longer battery life. It's an issue for it's a fact that, you know, a very, very large majority of people want to use their cell phone or their notebook. You know, if you ask 100 people about what are you going to what can you give to have 1 hour more, in fact, using your notebook, you know, you're going to have like 70% of people, because, let's say, for example, if you want to watch a movie or DVD for it, and with your notebook, you know very well that for a very large majority of a notebook, you cannot see the end of the movie because, you know, battery is died before. So we are more, in fact, we focus on the demanding market, people who are asking us, okay, we want more battery life. And we predicted, because I work since so many times, since more than, in fact, 10 years and 15 years, in fact, in the cell phone industry, I know very well that more and more the battery is going to be, an issue. This is why we are looking at the market, and as you know, there is new technologies that are, you know, were announced by manufacturers to have, you know, longer battery life and, you know, better battery.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious. You were talking earlier about some manufacturers who are actually incorporating the patch inside of the battery case. Why wouldn't a AA or AAA manufacturer want to do the same thing with their product so that it lasts longer, charges faster?
Because of the cost, you know, the cost of a product, of our product, is too high. Even for a rechargeable batteries for cell phone. Number one, number two is they want to sell batteries. It's not exactly the same case for cell phone or or notebook manufacturers. They like to sell batteries, but in fact there is let's say a commercial, the way to compete against the others is battery life. It's one fact that for cell phone and notebooks, manufacturers are speaking about battery life, more standby time, more talk time, etc., etc. It's not the case for, standard alkaline battery manufacturers. They always, want to show you that, battery can last longer, but, they never tell you, this is exactly how much time you're gonna, you're gonna have with a battery, the cell phone manufacturers, for example, it's a clear fact that they want to tell you, you have 400 hours standby time, with this cell phone. So the battery is just one tool for them to, take some market share and to improve their market, because you need more standby time and talk time.
One thing that we've not talked about yet, and we just have about 3 minutes left, we've not talked about the mechanism, the theoretical basis of what's happening inside the battery. Why does this process work?
So you have to start from, the degeneration of a rechargeable battery. I'm not going to explain here, how the battery degenerates. There is three things that we know very well about the battery. First is the crystalline formation. Number two is the battery separator. What you have inside the battery between the electrolyte and the mechanical stress. Due to charging discharging cycles, and due to the heat, in fact, that you produce when you charge and when you discharge, a battery. So we have a principle. We don't have the ability to see exactly at microscopic level exactly what we have. We ask several laboratories to help us to exactly show us, what happened inside. It's a chemical, in fact, it's a chemical exchange. So it's not easy to show, but it's easy to analyze the effect and to see how the product works. That much contains minerals, which. Are able to directly affect, the component inside. In fact, interact with electrolyte inside the battery and the particles. When the battery died, there is several things that happen, during the battery life inside the battery. The product, in fact, emits far red infrared, and for example, negative ions that we show on the website using a smart monitor, and this is a few facts that show that we interact with battery through the casing, and so we help the battery to reactivate. In fact, the particles who are not able to be polarized, in fact, charged anymore. So we are not, we don't give energy to the battery. We just help the battery to regenerate because of
Okay.
So we have some explanation in the website who are in fact based, let's say, on many assumptions. We discussed with several people, engineers in laboratories, including, you know, very high-level engineers, to help us to explain exactly from, you know, technical, just technical point of view, how, you know, things, how it works.
And your website is batmax.com?
Yes.
batmax.com.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and wrap it up here.
It's, one thing is very known for other application in other type of batteries, like lead batteries for piezoelectric vibration. In fact, a vibration made from a piezoelectric sensor, in fact, is able to improve battery life. And this is a fact. This is patented. This is things that you can discuss with many people. There are people who are actually selling this type of devices, or, you know, sell these devices to industrial for industrial application. But by applying a very high frequency on battery, I speak about lead battery, that can be, you know, any type of battery, you are going to improve the battery life of a battery. Batmax is not something that vibrates like a piezoelectric sensor, but at a certain level it emits some, you know, some vibration that can help, in fact, the battery to regenerate.
And you've been able to detect that emission from the Batmax patch.
Yes.
Well, we need to wrap it up here. We do appreciate you coming on. This has been an interesting interview.
Thank you very much.
To your website to get more information. We have a page about you at our PESWiki.com website. Type in Batmax into Google, and we're right after you guys. So thanks again for coming on, and we wish you the best. When are you going to be in the U.S.? Available for sale?
When I'm going to be here?
Yeah, when are we going to be able to buy just a patch?
Yes, excuse me. Okay, yeah. I think within the month, a month and a half, we are discussing with distributors here who are specialized in, you know, the consumer market.
Uh-huh.
And we are linked with, you know, name like Walmart and Circuit City and Radio Shack. And, you know, so you're going to find your product in these stores, I hope, very, very soon.
Well, thank you very much. It's been nice talking to you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.